6.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the show. It is great to be with you every Saturday right here on CFAX 1070 from 1 to 2 o'clock. If you ever want to look up my guests or any information or have ideas for the show, please look up my website, lifestylewithpattymack.com. Today, we're going to talk to two special guests, Brad King and Nirmala Raniga from the health show today. The Victoria Health Show is on Saturday and Sunday with a great lineup of people. And I'm lucky to have had these two guests on my show many times with lots of great information. Because people ask me, what is lifestyle? What do you have on your show? Well, it encompasses everything to do with life, your health, your relationships, decor. And nothing is more important, of course, than your well-being. And Brad King's going to be later in the show, but first off, we have Nirmala Raniga, who is the founder of the Chopra Addiction and Wellness Center, and she brings great wisdom whenever she's on the show. And today we're going to talk about a few things, but are you ready to uphold your New Year's resolutions? How are you, Nirmala?
Good afternoon, Patty. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
And Happy New Year to all the listeners.
Absolutely. And I think just even when we hear your voice, Nirmala, we kind of go, ah, because you bring a sense of calm to everything you do, and your motives are so pure because you really do want to help as many people as you can who go through life like we all do with some suffering.
Absolutely, Patty. You know, we as human beings, you know, we have become human doings. And our life is so busy. There's so much going on. There's not enough time to be who we are at our core. And often the struggle and suffering, all those sort of keep us in that cycle from really being present and enjoy each moment in life. And often we find we just miss it.
And I know at the health show you're going to be doing some guided sessions and meditation. I know we put great importance on doing and exercise and all kinds of things, but are we sometimes running from our own feelings so that we keep so busy that when we have a moment to think, it's sort of too much for us?
Absolutely. You know, for example, you know, we're talking about New Year's resolutions. Often what we do is we make a long list. We want to change everything. Mm-hmm. And this is where we need to kind of slow it down and just focus on one thing that is the most important that you want to change in your life. And it could be that part you touched on about our own feelings. Maybe it's something like you're struggling with grief. Mm-hmm. Or if you're drinking too much, you want to bring one change. And you can do it actually in a very, very focused, very simple steps. It doesn't have to be complicated. There's not have to be a big agenda. Just keeping it very simple and being realistic about your expectations. I mean, we often, you know, put out things out there that are unreasonable and unattainable. And if we just kept it very simple and we just kept the focus and energy towards it and bringing it in our awareness, for example, I'm going to be talking this afternoon about meditation, mm-hmm. is if you have a resolution, how do you get through each day with your resolution? So one thing would be is when you get up in the morning is bring it in your awareness. You don't have to take 20, 30, 40 minutes to meditate. Maybe just 5 minutes, do some breathing. Something in there that actually calms you down and just bring in your resolution. And so in the day, it allows you to stay present, just reminding you of, you know, what is your goal?
And one thing I see, Nirmala, about you is you don't judge people. Everybody has something, either in their family or their past, and we shouldn't think it's them and us. It's everybody has something.
Absolutely. It's not about them or us or anyone. For example, I'll give you a very good example. While we are addiction and wellness center, sometimes I get a call from someone. They'll say, well, I just have a depression, but you're an addiction center. Or somebody who is going to say, well, you know, what is wellness? I'm an addict. You know, we need to change this where it is not about just addiction. It's really about what's going on within ourselves, within our body. We all struggle, whether it's anxiety, whether it's depression, whether it's trauma, whether it's grief. But at the end of the day, what we end up doing is we medicate our feelings, whether through alcohol, through drugs. Some people don't do that, but then they don't socialize. They just stay to themselves, whether they eat too much, and really avoid. And instead of judging others, well, I'm an addict, or, you know, it's like the center is not set up for me. We need to change all that. We all struggle. We all suffer. How do we support ourselves and others? And instead of the word judgment, we need to come from a place of compassion.
And when you say simplify, too, I like those words, because I think sometimes everything becomes a job or a list. So if we can simplify that, what would that look like? Say if we, you know, we have Brad King, who's just coming in, who's going to be on later in the show. What if it's, you know, we're an overeater or a gambler? There's other things besides alcohol and drugs. So where do we start with that simplification if that is our resolution?
Is creating a simple plan. Break it up. For example, when I talked about meditation, we talk about, say, 30, 40 minutes of meditation. Break it up. Make it 5 minutes or 10 minutes. Whether if it's something to do with losing 10 pounds of weight, well, how do you accomplish that? Break it up. You need to change a little bit in your eating lifestyle, meaning your food needs to change. You need to shop a little bit different. You need to go for a walk. So if you have a schedule, we all have a schedule these days, whether it's on your phone or a calendar, pencil some time in each day for whatever your goal is, and stay with it. And if you fall off, don't beat yourself up.
Yeah, and I think that's part of it, isn't it, Nirmala,
yes,
that
yes.
We have to support ourselves, because so often our self-talk is negative. So we have to start off with hopefully trying to accept who we are today and like ourselves and move from there.
Yes, and one of the exercises I often remind guests to do is just wake up also in the morning and just take a few minutes and look at yourself in the mirror. Mm-hmm. And look at yourself and really look at who you are and compliment yourself.
And I think people have a hard time at looking at themselves. You know, I started this project, Nirmala, called The Vanity Project, and I'm it's kind of a few passions of mine. My dad bought me a vanity years ago and painted it, and it was my little spot to put my things in. And so I'm painting these objects. I find antique vanities. I paint them, and I've given my first one away. I've got my second one bought, and I give them to a young woman or a woman who maybe needs a little bit of self-esteem, because sometimes we need that little spot, whether there's a mirror there or just to look and be with ourselves.
Absolutely, and you know, just looking at yourself, looking into your own eyes,
mm-hmm.
and appreciate who you are, because all of us are unique beings with unique skills,
mm-hmm.
and we all have talents. You know, not everybody can be a prime minister or a doctor or a lawyer or whatever, but whatever gift we have, for example, if you look at cab drivers, that's a unique skill. Not everybody can be a cab driver, because they drive a taxi. They have to be present. They, you know, those people who are, you know, not well, you know, drinking and driving, you know, taxi drivers are there, and they transport people.
And also, Nirmala, they transplant stories. And I think, you know, I'm in real estate too, and I think whether it's that or in the media, everything becomes so competitive, and people are, oh, how many listings? What are you doing? I think the best thing in life as you get older, you realize, is being you, being loyal, and maybe helping people along the way. And then it comes to you.
Yes, I was speaking to a lady earlier at the show today, and, you know, she's in her 60s, and she says, well, there's not, you know, like she felt there was no meaning in her life,
mm-hmm.
and she's only 66 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, when I'm with my family, I do things. When I'm on my own, I'm not doing things. So I said, you know, 66 is young.
Yeah.
You have talent. You have unique skills. How do you serve yourself and others moving forward. I said, rediscover that. Yeah. You know, in our life, when we are younger, we go to school, we get educated, then we get married, we are paying mortgage. You know, life is like busy. But then somewhere along when we move, when we get into 50s, 60s, life changes a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and And
people often get depressed. It's like the meaning is lost.
Right. And when we come back also, you know, we can't compare ourselves to others. There's always someone who's worse off and better off. And there's always things we can do about that, too. When we come back, more with Nirmala.
When news breaks, Victoria counts on CFAX 1070.
This is just coming into the newsroom. Police are reporting.
If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Well, I got to tell you, my friends, there are so many things for you to see when you come to see us here at this Victoria Health Show. And you know where we are with the Perks Rec Center. But there's a lot of spin going on right now in the world of nutrition about a lot of very different products. And one that really is starting to focus a lot is this whole thing called, and I'm not sure what it is, but let's find out, because we're going to talk to George Hildebrand. Mr. Hildebrand is here to talk about the power of maca. What in the name of goodness, George Hildebrand, is maca?
Maca, Terry, is a superfood that comes from Peru, from the highlands of Junin, over 14,000 feet above sea level. It's an adaptogen, and it's a root similar to a turnip or a big garlic.
Right.
And this magnificent herb has been used for thousands of years, since the Incas, as a food that generates a hormone balance, energy, libido-enhancing, fertility, and as an adaptogen, it helps of people that are aging agitated. They bring them down, and if you're lethargic and tired, it brings you up.
Now, I've got a bottle of Brad King's Maca Energy in my hand here. There's also liquid areas of this as well, and you also distribute to a lot of the health food people.
Correct. These maca, the best maca available in Canada, I will say in the world, is the Ultimate Maca Energy and the Ultimate Maca Punch Energy. The Ultimate Maca in capsules and powder is a 6-to-1 ratio,
right,
which means that we use 6 kilos of premium organic roots to make 1 kilo of the supplement. And in the liquid form, the Ultimate Maca Punch XP Platinum, it is 20-to-1. I mean, 20 kilos of roots per 1 liter of extract.
M-A-C-A. It's called Maca. When you get down to your health food store, come down to the show here at the Victoria Health Show, and Ultimate is the name of the brand, and Maca Energy. Check it out for yourself.
Happy New Year! Did you resolve to learn how to cook this year? Well, with KitchenAid, cooking just got easier, and Lansdowne Appliance Gallery has all KitchenAid home appliances on sale, like the KitchenAid 30-inch stainless steel induction range with AquaLift self-cleaning, or the KitchenAid 30-inch French door bottom mount fridge, loads of storage in a small package. Let the experienced staff help fulfill your resolution at Lansdowne Appliance on the corner of Douglas and Kings and at LansdowneAppliance.com.
Before I went to Ford, I talked to other car dealers and said, I need a new car now. And they said, yes, sir, but we need a payment now. And I said, I don't feel like paying right now. And they said, that's not how it works. And I said, well, that's where we disagree.
Don't pay for 90 days when you purchase finance a vehicle monthly at 0% during the now extended Ford year-end pricing clear-out. Or get great year-end truck cash on F-Series. Plus, get an additional $500 winter warm-up bonus on select new vehicles. Head to your nearest Ford store, because it ends February 2nd. See Ford.ca for details.
Windsor Plywood in Greater Victoria has cinnamon plank laminate flooring at just 88 cents a square foot. That's 88 cents. Plus, 3 colors of laminate tile at just 88 cents a square foot. That's 88 cents. 88 cents, 88 cents, 88 cents, 88 cents. Did we mention it's 88 cents? But there's limited stock available, so hurry into Windsor Plywood on Keating Crossroad in Central Saanich and on Van Al Way in the West Shore today.
The experts you need to know.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle right here on CFAX 1070 every Saturday from 1 to 2. Of course, in the break, you just heard Terry Moore, who is at the Victoria Health Show. It's the 24th annual. It's at Perks Center Saturday and Sunday, today till 6, and tomorrow 11 till 5. We are fortunate enough to have Nirmala Raniga, the founder of Chopra Addiction, a wellness center, with us. And also later, we have Brad King with his great products and all kinds of great information about your diet this year, or no diet. Right now we're talking to Nirmala about ready to uphold your New Year's resolutions. We're talking about simplifying, breaking things down into small pieces. Where else can we go with this, Nirmala?
You mentioned the word judgment.
Mm-hmm.
We judge ourselves, and we are our worst judge. We, you know, we always think about what other people are thinking about us, but it's the other way, what are we thinking about ourselves?
I like that.
You know, I'll give you a good example of this. This is exciting news I can share with you. I'm working on a CD, which is going to be coming out in the next few weeks.
Wonderful.
And this is a CD on healing. And the way this came about was when I've been at events, I usually do a chant. I didn't do it today on your show. And after my chanting, people will come up to me and ask where can they get it or if I have a CD. And so over the years, I've been sort of kind of not forced, but really compelled to do a CD. And while I was doing a CD, and it you know, it's been going through different edits, I find myself, I'm judging.
Mm.
What I'm hearing, did I do this correctly? And so, you know, I talked to the person who's helping me with the editing, and I said, I have anxiety. I feel it's something's not okay. And then I had to kind of breathe in and let go and close my eyes and sort of listen to some of the final edits, saying, this is not for me. This is for other people. They need this in their life.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we always do that. We always judge ourselves.
And especially your voice, Nirmala, because I think unless you hear yourself, it's not often we do. Not many people like to see or hear themselves, and because it's like, is that what I sound like? You don't realize what your voice is. And let me tell you, your voice is wonderful. What you have to say is wonderful. So I think by having that feeling, that's a human condition, and that's how we relate to other people, is because we can feel that ourselves.
Yes, and that's the part is being able to hear, like right now in this moment, me allowing myself to hear you talk about, you know, my gift,
mm-hmm.
and really focusing on that gift to be able to share and not get into this mindset, did I do it right?
Absolutely, and there's a few words that you always say. Peace, what are the words that you always say?
Oh, it's you know, when we are doing a meditation,
mm-hmm.
just bringing in the word peace, harmony, laughter, and love.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we talk about the word laughter, I think, you know, when we have these resolutions we make up, I think part of the resolution should be at least laugh every day. I think it's so important.
Totally. You know, and Nirmala, you know, I had many things in my life, but the one thing, the biggest gift my parents gave us was laughter. My brother is hilarious. My parents, you know, it was, we can laugh, and it's so important to me. I'd rather be told I'm funny than I'm pretty. Because I think it's great to be able to laugh at yourself and laugh at things in the world because, you know, it just frees your heart.
Yes, I mean, I love laughing. I like to giggle and that's what is important, is enjoying. Equally, there's tears.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all have tears. We all have moments in our life which is painful. And I think we need to embrace both. Because, you know, where we have, we talk about peace, there's war. Where there's sadness, there's laughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to embrace both because that's who we are. We can't escape. It's all there for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the more we become comfortable with both of it, the easier it becomes for us to accept.
So what about with whether it's food or alcohol or drugs or sex or gambling,
yes.
whatever it may be, when we have cravings or desire or patterns that we've formed, when you have those feelings, whether it's raiding the kitchen at, you know, 8 at night, not that that's me, what do you do with those and how do you redirect it?
I would stay with the feelings, you know. So if there's a craving that comes up, there's a period of time, it stays, and then it passes. And so in that moment, what do you do so that you don't reach out for that drink?
Mm-hmm.
So we at the center, we teach tools. One is being able to breathe through it, recognizing where in your body you're feeling it, what is it about, and just staying with the feeling. And most often, you know, if you can find a friend or a buddy or somebody who you trust, who you feel connected to, reach out, pick up the phone. Even when we create all these resolutions, find a buddy. Find somebody who's going to help you, support you in those moments where you're feeling you're going down.
And you talk about breathing, and you know, I find even with sleeping now, I do these sort of breathing exercises that I've learned from you, and it helps you to sleep better. You don't realize it till you wake up in the morning and go, oh, I slept better. Breathing is something that can help pass many things, can't it, when you have anxiety, when all kinds of things in your life.
Absolutely. And next time, you know, when we do one of these things, we should talk about breathing. There's different forms of, you know, there's one particular one which is called alternate nostril breathing. It balances the right and the left side of the brain. And that really, actually, when you are anxious, when you have this a lot of anxiety going on, just doing 5 minutes of that breath work really will bring you to a place of calmness.
Well, you do all the time when you're here, Nirmala. And you're going to be doing introduction to meditation with a guided session from 3:25 to 4:15 today. And I would suggest anybody who's out there, give yourself this gift and go and meet Nirmala. Because I'm sure this will help you, and it's free with your admission to the health show. It's at the Perks Arena. Tell people what it's going to be involved in that it's nothing too out there. It's just you and them and nothing to be judged.
Absolutely, nothing to be judged. And it's just talking about benefits of meditation and keeping it very simple and doing a very simple guided session of meditation. And really, you know, there's a lot of information out there about meditation, different techniques. There's, you know, there's visual meditation, mantra meditation, sound meditation. There's lots out there. The whole idea is being comfortable in your body with the practice and staying with the practice.
And
it
what
is
it
a practice.
And how it can help you are, what, dissolve fatigue?
Sorry, I missed the last part.
Things can it help you with, profound relaxation, you say, dissolve fatigue. What else is there?
Well, it's, you know, if you have, you know, high blood pressure, it's been told, you know, research shows that meditation reduces high blood pressure. It, of course, anxiety and stress. And, you know, it improves your immune system. You know, often when we are stressed in fight and flight, you know, we get sick. Meditation improves your immunity.
Right. And maybe people overthink it, don't they, too, that they have to, you know, spend an hour doing this, and it really is something you work towards, right? And it can
That's
be short
right.
or
it's,
long.
It's a practice, and, you know, it's like my only rule is no meditation is when you don't do it. If you do 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, it is a benefit. It's a definite benefit to anyone. And it is a practice, and you have to cultivate it. And, you know, whether it's in the morning, in the daytime, when you are taking a break at work, instead of checking your emails, which has got some stuff that you don't want to read anyway, it's just taking that 5-10 minutes aside and just doing a simple exercise that's good for your mind and body both.
Perfect. Well, Nirmala, we have to cut it off there. Brad King's in the studio. He's going to be up next, and you'll be seeing him at the health show. Make sure you check them both out this weekend. And until we meet again, have a great day, Nirmala.
Thanks, Betty.
Okay, bye-bye. Take care. Back and after the news with Brad.
While he was alive, Coach Jim Bindley loved to enrich kids' lives through sports. So he left a bequest in his will. Today, four kids are looking forward to soccer camp because he is sending them there. Coach Bindley left a legacy. So can you. Leave a gift in your will to your favorite charities. Learn how at leavealegacy.ca, an initiative of CAGP Vancouver Island, supported by the University of Victoria.
Healthy food,
healthy living,
healthy attitude,
healthy friends,
healthy thoughts,
healthy words,
healthy space,
healthy trends.
It's the Victoria Health Show,
a fantastic two-day event all this weekend.
Details at thehealthshows.com.
Free featured speakers include natural therapies medical expert Dr. Julian Whitaker, nutrition guru Sam Gracie, and other health professionals. Learn more at thehealthshows.com. Tickets available at the door. The Victoria Health Show at Perks Recreation Center all this weekend. Details at thehealthshows.com.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
It's 1:30. Good afternoon in the CFAX newsroom. I'm Rob Freeman. A former CBC radio host wants to make the move to federal politics. Joanne Roberts made it official today. She wants to be the Green Party candidate in the Victoria riding in this year's federal election. Roberts retired early last year so she could speak out about budget cuts to the public broadcaster. Now, the official nomination meeting happens next Saturday. 3 million liters of unscreened sewage was released into the ocean at Clover Point yesterday. A CRD is blaming mechanical equipment failure. The signs are now up around the beaches at Clover Point and the surrounding area, and Island Health is warning you it's best to stay out of the water for the time being. No swimming. Don't let your dogs into the water to play either. Samples have been sent to the lab for testing. We won't know the results until next week. U.S. President Barack Obama is going to travel from India to Saudi Arabia Tuesday to pay respects after the death of King Abdullah.
Mr. Obama will cancel his visit to the Taj Mahal to make time for Saudi Arabia. The President and First Lady will now lead the American delegation to pay respects to the new king, Salman, and the family of the late King Abdullah. The President's visit to Saudi is described as very short. While in India over the weekend and through Tuesday, President Obama will be the chief guest at India's Republic Day parade, a huge affair with millions attending to celebrate the constitution of the world's largest democracy. Jim Avila, ABC News, traveling with the president in New Delhi.
And a man from Edmonton is in court in Brooklyn today after being extradited to the U.S. to face terrorism charges. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Tahir Sharif worked from Edmonton to support a multinational terrorist network which carried out multiple suicide bombings in Iraq. Sharif is charged with conspiring to kill Americans abroad, murdering Americans abroad, and providing material support to a terrorist conspiracy to kill Americans abroad. The 36-year-old ethnic Kurd, who was born in Iraq but became a Canadian citizen in 1997, faces a possible life sentence if convicted. CFAX weather is coming up.
Want to experience first-class British rock and roll? We can work it out. This Friday, Atlantic Crossing, Best of the British, comes to the Charlie White Theatre in Sydney. Four amazing musicians perform three incredible shows in one, featuring powerful hits from Rod Stewart, Elton John, and the Beatles. Don't miss Atlantic Crossing, Best of the British, this Friday at the Charlie White Theatre in Sydney. For tickets, call the box office, 656-0275. Online at marywinspear.ca.
CFAX weather, cloudy for the rest of the afternoon, a high of 11 degrees. Those clouds will hang around overnight with a low down to 7. And mainly cloudy tomorrow, maybe a bit of drizzle, maybe a bit of fog too, a high of 10. Right now in downtown Victoria, it's 12 degrees. I'm Rob Freeman. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 1:34.
When news breaks, Victoria counts on CFAX 1070.
A fire at Market Square was in the Cafe Mexico restaurant.
The Vancouver Island Amateur Hockey Association threatening to ban spectators at games in the face of misbehaving parents.
Strong wind has knocked out the power across Greater Victoria and Southern Vancouver Island.
If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back. Patty Mack here with Lifestyle every Saturday on CFAX 1070. We're talking about the Victoria Health Show. Of course, Terry's there, and it's on today and tomorrow at Perks. I had Nirmal on last segment. I've got Brad King in, who I've had on before, but it's great to have him in the studio because I've followed him for years. You know, he's a kid to me. And he's done so much great stuff in his life, and he tells me it's a passion. And you can certainly tell that every time you talk to him. He's got books, he's got product, he's a real, you know, a passionate person about health. And Brad, welcome to the show, first of all.
Thank you, Patty. And, you know, I'm so glad I slipped you that $20 because you just called me a kid. I love that.
Well, you are. You are.
You can buy some people off.
You see, that's how good he looks because all this stuff has helped him. He's aging so well. And, you know, Brad, I want to go back to your roots because I know you started this because you lost your parents young and you were determined to maybe change what happened to you and what happens to other people, because you care a lot about it.
Yeah, you know, 25 years ago, I mean, I was already in nutrition. I just didn't know what I was going to do with it. You know, it was just something I was interested in studying.
Yeah.
And, you know, I knew my parents weren't very healthy people, but they also weren't outwardly sick people. You know, they weren't going to the doctor all the time. They were smokers. Chain smokers at that. And, you know, they wouldn't give that up. That was their lifestyle. And, you know, I would have done anything to help my mother and my father, but they didn't want to listen. They carried on with their own lifestyle. And then, unfortunately, my mother was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. It was very, very fast. Literally 6 months to the day she was diagnosed, she passed away. I just saw her just waste away before my eyes. And then my father passed away 3 months to the day my mother passed away. You know, I was young. I had two siblings, and so I went into research after that to figure out, you know, is this going to be my destiny as well? Because there's a lot of cancer in my family. I lost my aunts to cancer. I lost my grandparents to cancer. There's not a lot of people living still on my side of the family.
Yeah.
And, you know, I learned very early on that your genes, you know, these things that we believe are our destiny, they're nothing more than templates. And you build your unique life experience upon those templates because of your lifestyle choices, your dietary choices, and the environmental factors you allow into your life. And that is, what do you allow into your mind every single day? And a lot of people are very, you know, negative driven. They're complaining all the time. You know, habits are obviously are what leads to our destiny, and their habits are not the greatest.
Yeah.
So they make more excuses than they should. And
you have a lot of reasons why you shouldn't have been positive. So with losing your parents so young, how did you get this positive mindset and for helping others? Because you must have had some peaks and valleys through
all
that.
I didn't start out that way. I was actually very, very angry for a long time after my mother passed away, because she was my best friend. Mm. And as I mentioned, I offered her many, many times to help her, you know, work out. I would have designed a program. I would have gone to her house and held her hand and showed her how to, you know, and put a dietary program. But, you know, I also learned a long time ago, you can't save anybody.
No,
you can only save yourself. Mm-hmm. And some people, when they're ready, they'll come and they'll ask you, you know, what are you doing? Because it looks like, you know, you're living a pretty good life and I'm now ready. And unfortunately, it's when people are already past the point where something drastic has happened to them. Thankfully, some people are given second chances. You know, in fitness centers that I go to, I often talk to people when they're past a certain age, like 60, 70. I'm curious, why are they at the gym? Have they been at the gym their entire lives? Like, yeah. I've been working out my entire life. I don't know any different.
Yeah.
But a lot of people will say things like, oh, I had this massive heart attack and I had no other choice but to change my life. And I think, well, what could have happened to that individual if they didn't have that heart attack, if they warded that off by realizing at an early enough age that you could do something about it?
And then again, Brad, sometimes things happen and, you know, maybe you wouldn't be here doing all that you do. If, you know, and what a horrible loss to have to go through.
Yeah.
But look what it's driven you, and whatever happens in our life, if we can use it as something to go on, even if it's a heart attack, that we help others.
Well, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. Everything does happen for a reason. I'm a very, very big believer in that. Mm-hmm. And I actually started off research for selfish reasons. I started off because I did not want to experience what my parents experienced. I certainly didn't want my sisters to go through that. And then it just kind of turned into me slowly helping other people. And then that became a driving factor because, you know, there's nothing more rewarding than somebody saying to you, wow, you know, I read one of your books, or I saw a lecture of yours, or I heard you on the radio and I applied some of those principles and I'm a different person today because of it.
I think many people can thank you, Brad, because I've heard you over the years and always been impressed with all the stuff you have to talk about. It makes sense.
Thank you.
It's easy. Your products are amazing and there's a lot out there.
Yeah, there
is.
And
there's a lot of crap to break through. And we're going to talk today about the dieting or not dieting. We do have someone on the phone. Are you okay to take
Absolutely.
A call? We have Terry on the line and he wants to talk, or she, about fibromyalgia.
Yes.
How are you, Terry?
I'm a she. Can you tell by the voice?
That's a very sexy voice you have, Terry.
Terry, what's your question today for Brad?
Well, I was going to get some curcumin, I guess it's called. I went to the health food store and I was looking for one called BCM95, which they didn't have. I was just wondering what Brad could advise in the way of that, because of, for fibromyalgia, which has plagued me since 1970.
Yeah, there's a couple of things, Terry, and I've actually had the opportunity to work with one of the world's leading researchers, Dr. Michael Connolly from the Chronic Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Clinic in Michigan. He actually wrote a chapter in one of my books a few years back. And, you know, curcumin is a great thing. I'm not against it at all. I've supplemented with it. I'm not on it right now. BCM95 is just a certain strain of curcumin from turmeric. Mm-hmm. The problem with curcumin is it's not very well absorbed into the body, and that's why they're looking for all these different strains and also different delivery methods. One delivery method is something called bioperine. I put it in all of my products. It comes from the black pepper. It's an extract, and it enhances the bioavailability and the utilization of whatever ingredients you put it with, including curcumin. So just make sure you do purchase a very well-absorbed and distributed form of curcumin. The BCM95 is just one of those. There's other ones out there. It's an anti-inflammatory. But what Dr. Connolly uses for chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia is a very high alpha whey protein. And we're one of the only companies that puts out high alpha whey protein. It's called Ultimate High Alpha. And the reason for that is because high alpha is, first of all, what's found in the human body. 33% is found in mother's breast milk, the most perfect form of protein we could ever hope to, you know, put in our bodies, but we can't ask for it at that
age.
Don't
look at me.
So we put 33%.
I can only wish.
We put 33% alpha, and trust me, we do not get it from human women. That's not what happens at all. But it's the same molecular structure. It's a human grade type of protein, meaning the body can recognize it and use it, you know, just as we could if we were getting it from mother's milk. And it raises a very powerful chemical in the body called glutathione. And that's what's missing in a lot of people who have chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. They don't have enough of this antioxidant, and nothing will raise it more efficiently than properly derived whey protein. And ours are from grass-fed cattle as well.
Okay, I hope that answered your question, Terry. Any more you need to know, you can contact me at Lifestyle, or of course you can contact Brad. Back in 2 minutes with Brad.
From the CFAX 1070 Community Cruiser, here's what's happening.
Two films at the Victoria Film Festival have been nominated for Academy Awards, Song of the Sea and Wild Tales. See them at the VFF February 6th till 15th. And track down a tux or grab a gown for the Canadian College of Performing Arts award-winning fundraiser Casino Royale 006 on Thursday, February 5th.
Watch for our Kia Soul from Graham Kia on Government Street. CFAX 1070.
All right, my friends, we are at the Victoria Health Show. Listen, they're all here. Brad King, as you're hearing on the air right now, he'll be down here later on as well. He's been down for part of the morning. Sam Gracie is here, Dr. Julian Whitaker. They're all here. They're doing lectures. They're talking about their products. And so many people here today seeing all of the wonderful material and all the things that you can pick up to take home and make your life even healthier. Now, right now, let's talk to a guy by the name of David Steffen. Mr. Steffen has an organization. He's the retail sales guy for True Hope EMP. I have no idea what True Hope is. What's the story?
True Hope is an organization that helps people achieve optimal mental health, whether or not they have a mental health condition or whether they just want to be proactive and feel better about everyday life.
Give me an idea as to how you work it.
We use nutritional supplements, and we help correct different nutritional deficiencies and empower the brain to work optimally.
One of the things we do know is that in this day and age now, huge problems with obesity, people who feel that, oh, you know, I'm having a real problem because I'm depressed and so on. You take a look at the nutritional side of their body, and boy, I'll tell you, there's some big answers in there.
Absolutely. Science is showing over and over and over that many of these conditions are a result of nutrient deficiencies. So all we're doing is applying proper programs and products to help correct those nutrient deficiencies.
So True Hope is here. Check out and have a talk with David Steffen. They're here at the Health Show as well. The Victoria Health Show goes on right through till tomorrow, and we're down at the Perks Rec Center. You can't miss it.
Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hi, Victoria. I'm Caitlin Livingston, letting you know what's going on around the area. Join School Morning host Robin Farrell for the Family Fitness Frenzy at Esquimalt Recreation Center on Saturday, February 7th. Begin your Saturday with 30 minutes of active family exercises in the Jubilee Hall Gymnasium, which will incorporate a variety of fun and exciting fitness activities that everyone can enjoy. The final 30 minutes of the class will give you the opportunity to cool down and relax during family yoga. Admission is by donation. And tickets are now on sale for the CCPA's award-winning fundraiser, Casino Royale 006. On Thursday, February 5th, embrace the Jane Bond theme event by dressing in tux or gown. And on January 28th, it's Ballot Talk Day. Find more information at cfax1070.com. That has been your Community Connections, brought to you by Fairway Market. No club cards, no points, no gimmicks, just great card-free pricing.
The biggest hits and the stories behind them. The Big 45 with Corey Polkinghorne. Sundays at 2 on CFAX 1070.
We are back with Brad King. He's going to be at the Victoria Health Show tomorrow. He's been there today already. It's at the Perks Rec Center today until 6 and tomorrow 11 till 5. We're talking about all kinds of things to do with your health, but the topic we're going to talk about right now is his new book. It's called, what's it called, Brad?
The Dirty Diets.
Dirty Diets. Ooh. Intriguing. The best diet in the world is no diet. 99.5% of diets make us fatter.
They do.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm proof of that because I'm a yo-yo girl from way back and, you know, tried every plan and looking for quick fixes sometimes.
Sure.
Big weight loss. And as you get older, it's harder to lose those pounds. So you look for this or that. But really, you can't get away from the simple things that it boils down to.
A lot of it is common sense. And, you know, you really said something there. When you get older, right, it does become a little harder because we lose this metabolic capacity is what it's called, our ability to take calories and burn them. And our ability to take fat primarily and incinerate it. So it becomes an energy source for the body. People don't think in terms of that. They think in terms of weight gain and weight loss, and they don't differentiate where weight is on the body. And we need to start doing that. That's why I wrote Dirty Diets. It's about how and why we got to the place we're presently at. Because well over three quarters of the population, including myself, by the way, have a propensity to store fat at a very, very great deal. But we also have the ability to access that fat as energy and utilize it and burn it. So we never have to count calories or weigh ourselves or do anything like that. But we, between the ages of about 30 and 40, that's, you know, 10 years, but it's not really, 40 is not that old chronologically speaking, at least I hope not. And what ends up happening is we lose the ability to process just a little over 300 calories a day between just that 10 years alone. Wow. And that equates to 110,000 calories a year, or just about 30 pounds of fat. So we need to do the right things, and we need to, you know, stop waiting. You know, and when we are past the age of 40, yes, it definitely gets harder and harder, and you have to start doing the right things.
Okay, a couple of terms. Metabolic, we hear this name all the time, metabolic syndrome or whatever, something that really wasn't talked about before. Sugar, corn, cravings. Break all this stuff down because, you know, I think there's such a huge amount of people talking about diets and books.
Yeah.
And, you know, so much of it's garbage and we want a quick fix. Tell us about some of these things and how
metabolic,
they incorporate into your book and what you're trying to
do. Yeah, metabolic's just a really cool term to talk about the bodily processes, the metabolism, you know, metabolic, all of the different functionings of the human body. You know, we're given 100 trillion cells and only 0.3% of that has the ability to store fat. We only have 30 billion fat cells on our bodies. But those,
I can count them. No, I'm kidding.
Those 30 billion fat cells have, you know, an almost limitless ability to expand in volume. And they do that based on hormonal and enzymatic messages. So we're the ones who are responsible for setting the right messages of fat release, where that becomes energy, or we send the wrong messages, like the majority of us do, by eating the wrong foods. And you just said it. Sugar is a very big one because it's stimulating a hormone called insulin. When we talk about metabolic syndrome, we're talking about things like type 2 diabetes, where we have very high levels of sugar, and then the body has to get rid of that sugar because it's very damaging to the structures of the body. Mm-hmm. It can actually kill us if it stays elevated too long. So the body uses a hormone called insulin from the pancreas. And eventually that insulin gets sick and tired of doing its job because we're calling upon it all the time, that we end up suffering from hyperinsulinemia, very, very high levels of insulin. And that insulin, if it stays elevated too long, it stimulates an enzyme that now takes fat and clumps it together and stores it in our fat cells and makes it almost impossible for us to be able to get at that fat to create energy.
So if we can lose it, do we always have those expanded fat cells in? Like
we always whatever you're born with, you're going to have, but okay. You can just deflate the crap out of those cells, which okay. is a beautiful thing, and you don't have to inflate them again. That's the thing. You know, this is what people don't understand is when they do cosmetic procedures. Let's yeah. say they go and they get liposuction, for instance. Yeah. They're sucking the actual number of those fat cells out of their body. So people think, well, that's great. I'll never be fat again. But those people become obese very, very easily because they never learned how to get rid of the fat the proper way. So whatever fat cells they have left can take up, you know, the deficit. They can expand in volume, and the body can call into action other cells, other reserves to become fat cells.
Oh,
we can create fat cells out of anything.
And when you talk about weight too, I think people are maybe too consumed with, especially women, daily
yes.
weighing and weight as opposed to waist size and things that kind yeah. of matter. So what does matter to you? What are you looking for?
I'm looking about how do you feel as a person right now? You know, when you look at yourself and take a discerning look at yourself in a mirror naked, what do you see? Are you fooling
I don't
yourself?
Do that.
Well, a lot of people don't, but that's...
But you kind of need to, right?
You
to see
do need
what's
to.
What's happening.
You do need to. Like, I can tell when I'm, you know, when I'm not in the shape I need to be in. I look in a mirror and I go, I don't like what I'm seeing, but worse off, I don't like how I'm feeling. I'm not feeling as energetic as I usually am. You know, my cravings are starting to come back. And people can gauge, you know, what their health status is by, are you craving the wrong types of foods? If you are, then you're probably doing the wrong things because that creates even more of a ravenous craving signal.
Okay.
You know, there are other things that take place, like stress, for instance. A lot of people are under chronic stress every single day. We allow negative things into our minds. We're worried constantly. That creates a stressful environment, which is hormonally driven. We create these stress hormones that eat up things like amino acids in the body, protein, and that causes the brain to crave out even more sugar to temporarily raise those chemicals.
Oh man, couldn't you just, I just wanted to come home and talk about all this stuff. You're so knowledgeable. When we come back, I want to talk about the cravings, sleep, your book. Water, exercise,
sure.
where they play a role. You can catch Brad and Irmela and all the people at the Health Show today until 6 o'clock, tomorrow 11 till 5, so make sure you get out there and meet them. And when we come back, more with Brad.
This time of year, there's really not that much to do. You could shovel the driveway again. Or you could put something really great on it during the first big deal event at your Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram dealer. Get one of the vehicles Canadians go to first and get it with up to $10,000 in total discounts. So stop shoveling and get to the first big deal event today. See your Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram dealer for details.
If you're a naturopath, if you're a medical doctor, your specialist has said to you, look, you got to do something about your health. This is the show to come to because all the major people that are in that business are here today and here tomorrow. Where is that? At the Victoria Health Show. We're down at the Perks Rec Center. Good afternoon, my friends. Healthy living, healthy style, all of the supplements you could ever possibly imagine, the lectures, all the people who are in that business, they're selling all kinds of things, including bedding and furniture and all. But do come by and see what they're doing here at the Perks Rec Center. Now, until 6 o'clock tonight, you just heard Patty talking about that. Also, they'll be going all day tomorrow from 10 o'clock until 5. And it's an opportunity for you as never before to get all of these people under one roof. Brad King has been here. He's coming back again. He's on Patty right now. We got Sam Gracie. We got all kinds of people who are specialists in the health industry. And believe me, this is one of the best shows that you'll find when it comes to your health. Trust us. Come by and check it out for yourself here at the Perks Rec Center and do it now. Tomorrow could be too late.
What can a licensed professional from Houle Electric do for your home or business? Upgrades, adds, moves, changes of panels, sockets, rewiring, testing, troubleshooting, preventative maintenance, repairs, inspection, renovation, and much more. All Houle Electric technicians are licensed professionals. They're constantly upgrading and they're bonded, so you can feel comfortable with them in your home. Find Houle on Facebook, Twitter, and at www.houle.ca.
Ooh, electric, that's Houle.
Air shows are my life.
To feel alive.
I love it.
These pilots dance with death.
I just wouldn't want to fly straight level.
Heaven is flying like hell.
If something goes wrong, I can't recover.
Oh, yeah, baby.
A adrenaline just gets them higher.
There's only one plan for this life, and it's the wing walking plan.
Number one rule, don't hit the ground.
The series premiere of Air Show, Monday at 7, only on Discovery.
Are you ready for a little bit of Air Show action?
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle every Saturday from 1 to 2. We have Brad King in. And what time are you at the Health Show tomorrow, Brad?
I'm going to be there probably around 11 and right up until pretty close to when it's closing. I am speaking at 12:50.
12:50.
On the main stage.
Excellent. So that's when you want to be there to make sure you hear Brad. And you're talking about your
Dirty Diets.
Dirty Diet. And tell us what that means. Okay, so everybody thinks like exercise. Is it more about the food?
It's all about the food. I mean, we have to understand that you can spend your life in a gym and you will not see any real results unless you get your diet down pat. 80-90% of it is diet. I exercise like a fiend. Why am I, am I addicted to it? No, I love doing it. It's part of my life. I get up in the morning. I get up at 5 every morning. I'm at the gym for 5:30 or 6 and I work out for only an hour, no longer than an hour, and I love it. I can't start my day without it. It's like brushing your teeth in the morning, right? That's me. Yeah. But if I just did that as hard as I work out and I just ate like crap, like the majority of the population, mm-hmm. I'd be obese. Mm-hmm. I see it very quickly if I go on vacation and I don't do anything else and I just let my diet go. I can see the fat developing on my frame within a good week to 10 days, very, very easily. And then I have to work that much harder to get it off.
And you can over-exercise too, right?
Some of course you can.
Totally over-exercise and they wonder why the weight doesn't come
and
out.
And women are notorious for that.
And the treadmill.
They're not doing weight-bearing activity. They're not taking out an insurance policy for the future. The insurance is the muscle tissue.
And I know you've always been big on weights, even back in the days when you had a show here,
of course,
talked about weights.
Because the number one determining factor of not just our ability to burn more fat, in the long haul, but also for aging the right way is holding on to our lean body mass. There is this whole ideal of what happens when we age. The number one reason is something called sarcopenia. Sarcopenia comes from the Greek word meaning vanishing flesh. We lose about one third of our lean body mass by retirement age. Women lose up to one half. If you want to exacerbate that, go on a diet. Worry about things throughout your entire life and never do weight bearing activity. You will create premature aging in your body faster than you can ever imagine. It's the worst thing you could do.
Okay. Water. How important is water?
It's fundamental. There was a very famous MD and biochemist a few years back I had the opportunity to work with, Dr. Batman Gallage. Wrote a best-selling book called Your Body's Many Cries for Water. And his saying was they suffer, not because they're sick, because they're thirsty. We've lost our signals to signal us to be thirsty. Sometimes, that became mixed somewhere through evolution. And many times when we think we're hungry, we're actually thirsty. And we draw a lot of water out from the interior of the cell. And we age because we become somewhat dehydrated intracellularly. And the reason that's so bad is because all of the energy takes place inside the cell, and it takes place in a water medium. As a matter of fact, we call it hydrolysis in chemistry, which means water broken. So without having a lot of water inside that cell to create energy, we don't have that energy. We can't burn fat very effectively. We can't feel very good about ourselves. We're supposed to be 72% water, not 72% juice, pop, coffee, or other beverages.
We are running out of time. I want to talk about all kinds of stuff, especially some of your products, which are amazing. If people want to get your book or buy your products,
Dirty Diet,
do that?
Just dirtydiets.com. If they want to get in touch with me, the best place is Facebook, Brad King Health, Facebook Brad King Health, or just Dirty Diets on Facebook. They can find me.
And your products, like maybe this weekend you're having too much pasta. What's that one called?
Starch and Fat Blocker. That saves me on every single vacation.
This is an amazing product.
I'd come back obese if I didn't have that product. Okay. And they have it at the show.
Can we talk next month?
Absolutely.
Because there's so much more. I got a million questions still. Okay, but TJ, so great always having you here with me and running the board. Get to the Health Show. It's going to be fantastic. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy your life and each other.